Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. And always streaming live on the always free Odyssey app. Ride with me. It'll take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. Heck of a lot to get to. There is so much on the cutting room floor right now when it comes to the world of the National Football League, when it comes to college athletics, when it comes to the NBA. We will get to it all over the next 3.5 hours. Number to reach me, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Throughout this program tonight, you'll hear from a couple of different voices other than myself. You will hear from the head coach of your Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, as he spoke earlier to the D.C. media, and let's just say that presser, awkward. We will get to that and the meat and potatoes of what he had to say. Our pal Tashawn Reed going to join us. He was in Ashburn today in the locker room. We'll get the vibe of the Burgundy and Gold coming off of their 8th straight loss. What is the mentality of the actual Gladiators inside the walls of Ashburn as they get geared up for a divisional contest coming up on Sunday against the New York Giants? They will play that divisional contest. They will play that divisional contest without the number 2 overall pick from the 2024 draft, Jaden Daniels, ruled out on a Wednesday. We're going to get into that because, real quick, the thing that comes to the top of my mind with all of this is, look, the messaging here, and we're going to let you hear from Dan Quinn because I don't want to even mess up anything that he said. I want to let you hear it right from the horse's mouth. But the messaging right now when it comes to the handling of Jaden Daniels has been inconsistent at best. The messaging when it comes to Jaden Daniels has been all over the place. Zero consistency with this. Do you want him to get reps or not? Do you want him to get reps or do you want him to be healthy? You can't have your cake and eat it too. And I've heard a lot of you on the phones here this afternoon because I was listening as I'm driving around the Beltway. I told you all the other night I moved to Afghanistan. Waldorf is what I meant by when I say Afghanistan. I'm now a resident of Waldorf. So anybody out there, I normally, when certain callers call in, I'd be like, hey, you're calling live from Waldorf. I now am in the war zone known as Waldorf. So shout out to me. But as I'm driving around, I'm hearing a bunch of your calls. And this town, I already see it coming. And y'all know how I get down. I happen to feed off of drama at times. It's messy. It's part of being 28, right? I feed off of drama sometimes. I'll admit it. I can see it right now. This town is on its way to being totally torn when it comes to Jaden Daniels. There are going to be people on one side of the fence. There are going to be people on the other side of the fence. It feels like we're about to head to a point where we're not going to be able to agree on anything when it comes to the handling of Jaden Daniels and whether or not he should play again here in the 2025 season. You all know how I get down. If he's got a pulse, if the doctor clears him, we're going to get to the doctor here in a second because some doctor they have. If he's got a pulse and the doctor clears him, there is no scenario down the stretch in which I am not playing this kid. Point blank. As I spent a lot of last night talking about, this is a muscle memory position. Talking about quarterback. You cannot forfeit and forego reps and think you're going to be the same guy. You just can't. And the example that I continue to use, the example that comes to the front of my mind, why do you think Deshaun Watson all of a sudden sucks? You think the massage tables just zapped away his ability to play quarterback? Or did him being on the shelf for a year plus and not taking live actual game reps, did that influence the quarterback we currently see right now that's on injured reserve for the Cleveland Browns? I'm not saying that Jaden Daniels is going to turn into Deshaun Watson. It's not at all what I'm saying. But if you, in your heart of hearts, believe that there is no negative consequence to him not finishing out the season, you're oblivious. You're not looking at this thing the right way. And I can sit here and explain it until I'm blue in the face. I can sit here and I can explain it until I'm blue in the face. The way that the CBA is currently set up, you cannot get better in practice. I am a firm believer of it. They can tell you all of the cute slogans all they want about who's getting better in practice and who's not. But, like, I'm a realist, man. You're not going to sit here. I'm going to ask you this question because we're going to talk about the 2024 draft class that Dan Quinn just, for whatever reason, has no interest in giving critical analysis of. He's saying we got to wait till the end of the season, which is fine because we'll wait. We'll be there. We'll get the same answer. I used this example last night, and I am literally, clearly I'm on one tonight. I'm hot under the collar about what we heard today in Ashburn. I am. I'll be very open and honest about it. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But the example I used last night was linebacker. In today's day and age of the National Football League, knowing the restrictions of the collective bargaining agreement, how the hell do you evaluate a linebacker's ability to play linebacker in practice? I say it all the time. If you've played football at any level, you got a little bit of crazy to you, right? You are participating in an organized car crash. That is what you were doing. At the linebacker position, when you think about how you can't hit and what restrictions are around the position or around practice with this current collective bargaining agreement, how can you possibly evaluate a position that is primarily dependent on your ability to whack someone's face open? You can't do it in practice, so guess how you evaluate them? You play them in games. So I'll tell you what, going into Sunday, in the Meadowlands, MetLife, whatever the hell you want to call it, can I please see Kane Medrano? Can I please? What do I got to do to get a little bit of Kane Medrano in my system? I want to see if the kid can do it or not. There's no way, based off of what y'all are saying, unless the kid just doesn't know the plays, which is a whole nother problem within itself, I don't know why he isn't getting snaps yet at this point. I just don't. I just don't. There's so much to get to here. Because I am genuinely... what's the word I'm going to use? I'm genuinely, like, perturbed by all of this. I have Dan Quinn audio here real quick. Because I just don't... I don't necessarily get it, man. And I don't know. I honestly want to go back to what he said on Monday about, you know, how he was cleared to return, but they made the decision internally to sit him out. Well, what we found out earlier this afternoon is that Jaden Daniels and the elbow injury that he's dealing with here, it's a little troublesome. It's a little troublesome. He's sore, as I would expect him to be, right? I would expect him to be sore. That's just what it is. Now, there's so many different things we're going to get into throughout the course of the night, because I'm looking at the brace that he's wearing going, man, don't you think you could have given them a little bit more padding? That's here nor there. Here is Dan Quinn earlier this afternoon announcing the fate of Jaden Daniels and whether or not he'll give it a go Sunday against the Giants.
Jaden and where we're at, so he did re-aggravate his elbow injury in the game. No structural setbacks. However, through the medical evaluations, you know, over the last couple days, including this morning, doctors advised us we hold him this Sunday. And so Marcus will start. And we're really bummed for Jaden. Like, he is working incredibly hard to get back on the field with his guys. And so tough
situation to get into, man. I can't help but look at it through this lens. If he was healthy enough to return on Sunday with more time to rest and heal, how is he not able to play on Sunday? And I'm not trying to be controversial when I say that. I just genuinely, I genuinely have questions about it. Because like I continue to say, I am not of the belief that shutting him down, putting him in bubble wrap is the best thing for him. I think it's the worst thing for him for the reasons that I listed. These game reps that he is getting is totally invaluable, which is why, to me, this idea of him not participating in the preseason was a total joke. A total joke. Now, I get it. There are certain ways that certain franchises are going to handle certain players. I totally understand that. It is very subjective. There's not one right way to do it. But in my program, and I've never coached a day in my life, by the way, in my program, in order to get my NFL team ready to play, what? NFL football? Guess what I'm doing? Take a wild guess. Take a wild guess as to what I'm going to do. I'm going to play my guys. Bottom line. Bottom line. There's no real ifs, ands, or buts about it. This goes all the way back to August in terms of where I feel like they dropped the ball. But I gave you all the numbers from Steven Ruiz of the Ringer last night. And the more and more that I chew on this situation with Jaden Daniels and I think about the long-term conversations that need to be had about his health, it's a terrible spot to be in. And let me elaborate on that, right? It's a terrible spot to be in. Just from a pure playing standpoint, and I know Jay Gruden, others like have come on the station and told you why he struggled, and folks continue to blame a lack of trust with the wide receivers on the perimeter and so on and so forth. Grant Paulson said something earlier today that I caught that, I mean, literally I wanted to pull my car over, call him and say, thank you, pal. I love you, Grant. Because see, sometimes in this profession, you got to say what others are scared to say. And Grant didn't come out flat out and say it, but you kind of get what he was getting at. So the offense looked terrible. The offensive line looked terrible, quote, air quotes, on Sunday against Minnesota. The week prior against a much better defense, the offensive line damn near pitched a shutout on 50 dropbacks. Maybe, just maybe, the person that's under center needs to do a better job of playing and helping out the offensive line, i.e., Jaden Daniels. Like it's so much to talk about when it comes to JD5, man. And look, I will say this, right? I have total supreme confidence that Jaden is going to be the answer long term. I believe in the person from a work ethic standpoint, from a pure talent standpoint. I think he's going to do everything in his power to give himself a shot to be the best quarterback possible. That comes with reps. I give the in-season example last year. Think about how much differently he looked as a quarterback from just week one to the second half of week two against the New York Giants. And the massive steps we saw him take as a pocket passer. That's what I'm concerned about right now. You'd be a damn fool to be concerned about his superpower. His superpower is running the football. His superpower is scrambling. He's fine at that. He's great. He's elite at that. What he's also pretty damn good at, what we saw last year at times, is winning from within the pocket. That is the area of his game. If anyone's been watching this thing, that's the area of his game he can work to improve on. You're saying Jaden can improve on something? Why would you say that? You think he sucks? No, I'm a realist.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm a realist. Yes, there are things he can improve on. That's why we're screaming from the mountaintops that he needs the reps. I'm not arguing with anybody about whether or not he needs the reps or not, whether or not the reps are worth it or not anymore. What are we thinking here? He's got to play. He needs to bank in those reps. I'm going to keep saying it. We can put it on a t-shirt and sell it at thefandc.com. Quarterback is a muscle memory position. You need reps. And people are going to say, was it really going to carry over into next year? Yes. Muscle memory, it does. It carries. It moves. He's got to play, man. He's got to play. I get so worked up about this because, like, I genuinely, like, and I know y'all mean well as fans. Like, I just don't want the boy to get hurt. I totally get that. But do you understand? If you want to just put him in bubble wrap, if you're worried about him getting hurt in the final three games, don't we have a bigger picture problem here? Aren't you then at that point just concerned about his durability? Dan Quinn had a quote today. We ain't ever going to live in fear. You can't live in fear when it comes to this kid. Because if we're really looking at it from a 1,000-foot view, he injured his ribs, he injured his knee, he injured his hamstring, he injured his elbow. This is the first time, talking about this past Sunday, where he's re-aggravated an injury. The knee wasn't re-aggravated, the rib wasn't re-aggravated, the hamstring wasn't re-aggravated. So, yes, do I understand them moving with a little bit more caution with this one because it's the first time he's re-aggravated something? Sure. But what I am questioning is why are we even entertaining conversations of shutting him down? How does that make him better? Isn't this program about everyone getting better? Isn't this a program that's preaching competition everywhere all the time? If you're going to ask Laramie Tunsil, who we know is a bona fide top five tackle in this sport, if you're going to ask his ass to play, why are you not asking the quarterback to play? Why are you going to not ask the quarterback to play? You got to think about the way his teammates are going to look at him in that locker room. And Bill Merritt was on yesterday with G&D, as he is every Tuesday at 5 o'clock right here on The Fan. And Bill Merritt, you know, shout out to the fellas, asking him a real deal question. What's your reaction in the locker room? And Bill Merritt, you know what he said? Look, we don't get into that. We just going to play hard for whatever quarterback is out there. Mwah. Chef's kiss, Bill. That's how you answer it. But in reality, if you don't think folks will be looking sideways if a fully functional, capable Jaden Daniels was healthy and not playing, I'd look at him sideways if I was his teammate. Because what's up, bro? What, you bigger than the program? Huh? Is this tenderism? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I'm going to run through these couple calls that we have on the line here real quick, Wes. And then we'll take a little extended break. We'll get to the top of the 7 o'clock hour and we'll get down. Let's go to Doug. What's up, Doug?
Hey, what's going on now?
What's going on, brother? How are you?
Listen, man, I have 2 points, but I want to just say I really love it when you get fired up. It's pretty awesome.
I appreciate you, man.
I'm kind of out on Dan Quinn now, man. And part of it is
no.
Well, listen.
Yeah,
you gotta listen.
Go ahead.
It's related to my second point. I just feel like we've seen kind of like a historic level of injuries with this team. I can't remember I've ever seen a team lose so many starters for so many games. And I just feel like the conditioning from the beginning has been terrible. And I'm feeling really weird about the fact that, like you said, there's inconsistent messages. And the fact that the medical personnel cleared him when maybe he shouldn't have been cleared. And I even said a couple times on X, I'm like, do we really trust the medical team now? Like, it's all these things I start to question because was he really ready?
When you're losing and you've lost 8 in a row, I get it. People are going to start questioning even the simplest of things. I totally get it.
Sure.
That's all you
sure.
got?
I mean,
we appreciate you as always. Kevin is out in Tyson. What's up, Kevin?
How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm confused.
Hey, listen, I think the last guy kind of hit on something I was thinking about. And, you know, one thing that kind of comes to mind for me is proof of concept, right? Proof of concept is seeing that last year we saw a guy come in and take the league by storm. You know, the best quarterbacks, you know, performances we've ever seen. And all of a sudden it changes this year. Well, why does it change? Does it change because he had a drop off? Does it change because he had injuries? Who knows? But Dan Quinn is the one who brought that team together last year. And I think when you look at it right now, people are giving him crap for giving guys days off. Well, we got an old team. What do you expect?
Well, like, I don't really trip over the veteran rest days because I think you all are taking it very literal. When they are listed as a veteran rest day, you think they're just at home not doing anything? No, they're in the facility. They're getting extra treatment on their bodies. Zach Ertz is coming out and hitting the jugs machine. Bobby Wagner is going through the ladder, working on footwork. Like, to think that they're just giving guys a day off, I think y'all are missing the sun from the stars here.
Well, right. But, I mean, I think Coach Quinn is obviously trying to manage his team so that he can get the best out of his guys on Sunday, right? So, to that end, if he's got older guys who can't go full contact or can't go full speed, are they going to be slower? Are they going to be a little bit less reactionary on Sunday? Perhaps. If we had a younger team, we wouldn't necessarily know because we haven't had a younger team for a long time. Ron Rivera brought in guys that didn't stick. Dan Quinn's trying to make it work with guys that he inherited, not guys he picked.
You're cooking. Kevin, I appreciate you as always. Let's go to Jimmy in Silver Spring. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, man, what's up?
What's going on?
You know, man, I'm just saying, brother, you know, this is the last year JD5 was God. Terry McLaurin was a top five wide receiver. Maybe the team just isn't that good. Maybe they had a magical run last year, and they won't ever see that again. If you look at this thing objectively, right now, going forward, they're the last place team in our division. Maybe as fans, you guys have pumped these people up. Terry McLaurin never been hurt. He turned 30. He paid him $35 million, $30 million a year, and he's hurt. Maybe it's time for you guys to not fall so in love with these players and coaches and watch
Jimmy,
football.
Jimmy, who do you root for each and every weekend?
It doesn't matter who I root for.
Hold on, I just asked a question. Now I ain't asking. Before you even say that,
that's not why I'm calling.
Look, I ain't asking for your Social Security. I ain't asking for your address.
I ain't asking for your
license plate number. I just asked who you root for. Who you root for?
I root for the Dallas Cowboys.
Guess what? Because of that, say goodbye. Mark is in Largo. What's up, Mark?
What's up now, Matt? Look, you know me. You know me and you are always on the same page. I think personally, the reason why they're keeping them out because of the weather on Sunday. That's my honest opinion.
Okay.
I think it's
going to be cold.
It's supposed to be blistering. Yeah. Well, no, it's going to be blistering. Supposed to get some snow. And they may not want him in that elbow in that weather. They may want to wait and see what happens when they play Philadelphia, which you know you could wheel him out with one leg. He's going to want to play against Philadelphia. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah.
So I think he will be there. I understand where everybody's coming from,
I know.
I get it. But, no, I do because they don't want – look, Linnell, let me ask you something. If he gets an injury like Zach Ertz, don't you think that'll be like, well, damn, yeah. I mean, well,
Mark, hey, brother, you're signing up for an organized car crash.
Injuries happen.
Point blank. That's the end of the discussion for me. If he gets hurt, he gets hurt.
I agree with you on that. But my point is, and I think he'll be fine, this has just been a tough year for him. But I agree with you. I think he's going to be fine. This is going to build character for him. And I think, look, let's keep it real, man. He didn't really have an offseason this past year. They were playing all the way to January and February, and he really did, he was bedding in and everything else. Now he's going to get a real offseason. Now he's going to be able to really heal. But I do think he's going to play against Philadelphia, Dallas and Philadelphia, because I think they're holding them back to see what they can do, and let's see what else happens. But Linnell, they need to get rid of Noah Brown, too, and let Treylon Burks play. And I think you'll agree with me on that because you and I think the same way on that part.
We're going to see what happens when it comes to the skill guys. Man, what a way to kick off the show. We're passionate. We're hot. We're heavy. We're rolling here on a Wednesday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll let you hear more from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn. He spoke earlier today, and we'll let you hear what he had.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What to say next? Just getting rolling here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. We're tapped in to the youngest in charge, and O. Willingham, taking you up the 10 o'clock in the 8 o'clock hour. Our pal Tashawn Reed, who covers the Commanders for the Washington Post, he is going to join us. He was live out in Ashburn earlier this afternoon. He'll give us the vibes from the locker room. Always good catching up with our guy Tashawn Reed. Top of the 9 o'clock hour, talk a little bit about the D.C. family. Washington Wizards back in action on Friday night at the conclusion of the NBA Cup. A little bit of drama coming out of the nation's capital when it comes to the hoops team here locally. Cam Whitmore, a DNP in the Wizards' last outing. And people have some questions about that. We'll talk to our guy Bijan Todd about that coming up at the top of the 9 o'clock hour. Got to get into Dan Quinn. We'll talk a little bit about the college football playoff as well. But start with this. This segment brought to you by our friends at Melwood. Support people with disabilities in your community by donating your unwanted vehicle to Melwood. Donating is fast, free, and easy. Visit Melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD for more information. You know what I want more information on? Why the hell Jaden Daniels isn't playing on Sunday against the New York Giants? Look, you call me hard-headed. You say, oh, Linnell, you just don't get it. Clearly they're trying to protect him. I don't, look. I'm not going to say I'm stuck in my ways, so to speak, when it comes to the Jaden Daniels conversation, but it's going to be really difficult to move me off of where I currently stand with this. I think it is very clear and obvious that he should be playing on Sunday. I'll even take it a step further. He should have come back Sunday against Minnesota. Down 17-0 with 7 minutes left to go in the third quarter, I can make a super strong argument. I can make a Herculean argument, right? That he should have come back in the football game. You're down three possessions with 7 minutes left to go in the third quarter. All you needed was a stop and a score, and the game looks totally different. Looks totally different. So this idea of how they're treating him, I'm not going to say I'm frustrated with how they're treating him. Because I genuinely do get both sides of the coin, right? And I can be funny, and y'all know I do this with a lot of passion. I care about this, just like you all care about it. And this is an opinion-based medium. My opinion is that he should be playing. But I totally get the conversation around shutting him down because you do not want to risk injury. You don't. I totally get not wanting to risk injury. You want him to have a totally healthy offseason. And then God forbid, you know, he suffers a catastrophic injury if you pick up what I'm putting down, right? So it's going to be interesting, man, to see how this thing ultimately plays out. I think Jaden Daniels, where I sit with him right now as a young quarterback, we keep talking about reps this and reps that. I think we all get it. He needs the reps. I keep telling you why he needs reps. Because of the way he's looked this year. And you want to build confidence in the quarterback going into next year. And those of you that think, oh, this doesn't carry over. Dude, he is a second-year quarterback. There are so many coverages that he has not seen yet to this point. There are so many scenarios in a football game that he has not yet seen to this point. Him getting the reps makes certain things that he'll see next year. Maybe he won't be seeing it for the first time because he gets to see it here in the final month of the season. There are so many arguments why he needs to play. So many. The bottom line is this. If you don't want him to play because you don't want him to get hurt, then, like, do you ever want him to play again? Because the injury risk, this is my whole thing. The injury risk is going to be just as high on Sunday as it's going to be in week one of next year. So you don't want him to play in the preseason either, right? Because this is what I keep hearing. Oh, I don't want him to get meaningless reps. When you're a second-year quarterback and he didn't even have 33 career starts under his belt, do you realize that that is when real talent evaluators make an indictment on a quarterback? If you're a real talent evaluator, normally when you're talking about a first-round cat, you want to see how they look after 32 starts. That's when it was a 16-game schedule. Now it's a 17-game schedule. 34 starts, right? You want to see how he looks after 34 starts. He hadn't started that many games yet in his career. I'm very much still evaluating him in terms of, like, and when I say this, people are going to get all pissy and angry. I don't give a damn. Y'all can crown him the franchise quarterback if you want and act as if there's nothing he can work on and he's foolproof. I'm just not going to move that way. Because when you're trying to stress and build a culture rooted in competition and busting your ass, sitting a healthy player totally contradicts that in every facet. No, I get it, right? I think B-Mitch said this the other day with JP. And I think he hit it right on the head. Hey, Slim, I don't think anybody's oblivious out there. Quarterbacks ain't treated equally. You think the quarterback ain't treated the way the other guys on the team are treated? They're not. But the player in him wants to be one of the guys. You think any quarterback out there that gets preferential treatment, you think they want to be treated special? I'm sure they don't mind it, but you don't want to be viewed like that in the eye of your teammates. There's so many layers to why he needs to play. It's deeper than the reps. It's deeper than football.
The Chiefs should bench Mahomes.
Yeah, the Chiefs should just bench Mahomes the rest of the way then.
You know, right? So I was at the Texans-Chiefs game. Texans were up by 10 late in the fourth. Guess who came out there? Mahomes.
This is what real players do. This is what real quarterbacks do. This idea of, like, shutting them down, it's hard for me to wrap my mind around it. But Dan Quinn did kind of expound upon the process and some of the thoughts, rather, that go into this decision. This is cut number two, Wes. And this one was interesting to me. Here's Dan Quinn when asked if he anticipates Jaden Daniels playing again during the 2025 season.
He's going to be out this week. He'll practice as we're going in a limited fashion. But let's see where we're at next week. We're always going to make the best decision, John, for him, you know, for the team, what the medical, you know, opinions are. So we kind of just wanted to give you that information today, and then we can work into next week.
So that was kind of a word salad, wasn't it? He didn't really answer the question of if he's going to play again this year. He said, we're going to evaluate him on a week-by-week basis. So, okay. And I'm getting, people are tweeting at me. You can do so all show long at NELL_BTP. Frankie Smith tweets at me and says, Doc has not passed him to play, has he? This is my thing. If the doctor cleared his ass to go back in Sunday, how would he not be clear for this week when there's more time to heal up and rest? And I'm not trying to, I'm laughing because I'm thinking about what Doc was just saying, like, I ain't trying to turn this into no Dateline NBC special or nothing. I'm not searching for drama. I'm just asking real critical questions. This is what they call investigative journalism, investigative reporting. Because, Wes, like, I want you to genuinely chime in on this. Do you get where I'm coming from with this?
Yeah, because
if the doctor cleared him to come back Sunday, and I'm not trying to call anybody a liar, but it sounds like they know what they can say to the media to get them off of their back. If the doctor cleared him Sunday, how is the doctor already ruling him out on a Wednesday for this Sunday?
That means, are you talking about like, that means there had to be structural damage.
That means there's something of re-aggravating it. He's sore. He's hurt to the touch. Which is why when he landed on it awkwardly, it's going to sting for a little bit. Then it goes away.
It's fishy.
I think it's a little bit fishy. Now, what I will also say on the same breath, while I think it's fishy, I also have, and this is going to differ from a lot of folks here, I kind of have unwavering confidence in Dan Quinn. There, I said it. Does that make me a DQ guy? Maybe. I have an unwavering confidence in Dan Quinn, and here's why. Everybody to a man in that locker room will tell you we're still playing hard for him. They are still playing hard for him. I think the environment that he's trying to foster over there in Ashburn, he's got the right mentality. I think he is the right leader. I firmly do believe that, man. Because here's the thing. It's the same roster from last year for the most part. His ability last year to get dudes to play above their pay grade, and I'm going to give him the credit for it because he's the head coach. He also wears it for why this year has gone the way that it's gone. But there's a special leadership quality that I think he has, man. I really do, like, firmly in my heart of hearts believe that. There is a leadership style that he has that is, like, damn near irreplaceable. And I heard G&D talking about this earlier, you know, making the comparisons between Ron Rivera and Dan Quinn. I don't know how fair that is, considering where both dudes were. I really don't know how fair it is, but I've heard it this week. Now that you've lost 8 in a row, like, all of the whispers are going to turn into screams and yells, right? Despite how chaotic and nasty and ugly things look right now, I have an unwavering confidence that Dan Quinn is the guy to lead this group moving forward. I'm going to go back to what I've been saying, man. I do think there is a talent problem. And I think the injury bug this year really put that talent issue under the microscope. And now you're seeing that this roster maybe just isn't as good as some of you all think it is. Thomas wants to chime in. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, Lunell. How you doing,
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I got two things.
Yes, sir.
You know, we all as fans, lifelong Redskin fan, I'm 55 years old. Mm-hmm. I had the opportunity to see in the glory days, right? Mm-hmm. When y'all go and pose these questions to the coaches, y'all pose the questions to upper management, I've never heard them ask questions about Like it came out. I was on the radio. I was listening to the radio when they were talking about the scouts from the last regime, right? Nobody ever asked those questions about, hey, what are y'all going to do about possibly changing the scouts or this and that? Number two, we all are men, right? Mm-hmm. When it comes to Jaden Daniels, you look at past quarterbacks, Russell Wilson, when he got with Sierra.
Wait, hold on, Thomas. Where are you going with this, brother?
No, listen to me now.
Go ahead.
Listen to me now. He got with Sierra.
Russell Wilson, Sierra.
His game went down. Now, there's been rumors out here that he's been with, Juju Watkins and all of this.
Thomas, how old you said you was, Thomas?
Think about it.
Are you of the
55.
Age? Are you of the age in which you can receive Social Security?
Not yet.
If they do, they ought to strip your Social Security away for what you said. I can't believe you just said that. I appreciate you as always. But we got to take a time out. Thomas, you've called before. You're my man. No hard feelings, but that was crazy. 1-800-636-1067. There's something else that Dan Quinn said today during his weekly Wednesday presser. I want to get to that on the other side of the break. And it has to do with the performance of the 2024 draft class here for the Washington Commanders. That's next on The Fan. Still rocking and rolling here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. A lot more to get to. We'll obviously spend a ton of time on the burgundy and gold, but I got to talk about the situation at the University of Michigan. Holy smokes. Sherrone Moore, you look like an idiot. We'll get to the details of why the University of Michigan has fired Sherrone Moore. But real quick, I mean, not a smart decision is what it looks like on its surface. And it's why you can't ever mix work and pleasure. We'll talk about that as we ease our way into the 8 o'clock hour. At about 8:15, our pal Tashawn Reed, who covers – it is. I'm looking at it. Tashawn Reed, who covers the Washington Commanders for the Washington Post, he is going to join the show. He was in Ashburn this afternoon. He was in Minnesota on Sunday. Just want to get a vibe check on how things are feeling or how the guys are feeling right now in the locker room. Because it's tough, man. When you lose 8 in a row, it's not fun. They're all over there busting their ass trying to get this thing back on track. But it's not fun. And I said this too. And I was talking to my producer, Western, in the break about this. The idea of like, because I said it right before the break, I still have this unwavering belief in Dan Quinn that he is the guy to, like, because I know what people are getting reactionary right now. People want to fire people, so on and so forth. I think he's the right guy. I just think there needs to be an influx of talent into the roster, into the organization. That's my big thing. This is the difference between playing a last-place schedule and a second-place schedule. I think you just got to add talent. I also think, and this was something that was surfacing on Twitter, Wes, I honestly can't believe I read this, by the way. On Twitter, people were asking, man, this feels like rock bottom. This feels like 2013, 2012. Is this worse than now? Or is now worse than 2013, 2012? Have some of you, like, forgotten where we've come from? Like, I can't even believe anyone is even sniffing that as a possibility.
This city struggles with success.
We do. We were in football hell before Josh Harris purchased this franchise. So, yes, we're in a way better spot than what we were in 2012 and 2013. And I'll take it a step further. Like I said, as doom and gloom as it feels right now, you're in year two of the rebuild, and guess what you have? You seemingly have your franchise quarterback, and you seemingly have your offensive line in place for the next 3 to 4 seasons if you can get some of the contractual things done with a Laramie Tunsil, with a Chris Paul, if that's who you want to go with, or do you hand the keys to Brandon Coleman if you get priced out of the Chris Paul market based on his performance? I think you have some decent building blocks when it comes to your offensive line and then the quarterback. How many teams out there are struggling to find answers at either of those two spots? Talking about quarterback and offensive line, it's two of the hardest things to solidify in this sport, and it seems like Washington has that right now. So when you're looking at it through that lens, I think you got to feel good about things. The other piece of it is this. I believe there is a laundry list of needs on this team, and a lot of them reside on the defensive side of the football. And I keep going back to this point. I think you have more holes than you have resources to fill those holes when it comes to this offseason in particular. And I'll take it a step further, like I said the other night. I wouldn't be shocked if this was a 7-8-win team next year with improvements, right? Because you can't fill every hole in one offseason, which is why I was saying it, screaming it from the rooftops on the postgame show, and you all tried to throw darts at me. Zach Ertz going down the way he did was a total gut punch, because guess who was coming back as my tight end one next year? It would have been Zach Ertz. Because when you have the laundry list of needs that Washington has, right, you can't fill everything in one offseason. And I would have been A-OK running it back with Zach Ertz, because clearly, as you saw prior to the injury, he is very much still competent at the position. He very much can still boogie. And I think, and what you all maybe fail to realize from the outside looking in, he is such a key part of the fabric of this culture internally that, like, I don't think you all get it. Even with Bobby Wagner, and y'all know I've been as open, honest, and transparent as anybody about the play of Bobby Wagner. I would bring back Bobby Wagner next year. I would. I would 110% bring back Bobby Wagner next year. I just would. Doesn't mean he has to play 99% of the snaps the way that he is this year, but you need guys in your building that can show your relatively young team, hey, even when the results aren't going our way, the process, right, the process is even more important. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. 1-800-636-1067. Oh, my goodness. Former Michigan head coach. Is this real? This is from Dove Clemens, so I got to tread lightly with this, I guess. Dove tweeted that former Michigan head coach Sharon Moore has been detained by the police in Saline.
Are you serious?
This is from Dove Clemens, though, so it's like,
let me do some research.
I'm actually mad that I even gave this credence over the airways, and I'm sorry if I'm muddying the waters with that, but the Sharon Moore situation, we got to get to it here at some point, because I think he's just totally nuts. But, like, yeah. There's certain guys, like, the culture part of this is, like, it's so fascinating to me, and I feel like I'm going all over the place. We will get to the audio on Dan Quinn talking about the 24 draft class, but I just, not to try to play devil's advocate here, because, look, I'm as pissed as anybody is if this group has lost 8 in a row and they look.
Yes, he was.
He was.
Yahoo Sports just posted it.
Wow. What was he arrested for?
It just says potential charges right now.
Jeez Louise. Sharon Moore, do better, Brody. Jesus. But no, like, I'm as angry as anybody is that we've lost 8 in a row. But I think before we just go out and start firing people, I think we got to look back here for a second. Look at it from a bird's eye view.
I don't want to know, speculating, but it is possible it could be age.
Oh,
but I don't
my
know.
Lord.
But it says inappropriate relations with a staff member.
I mean, come on, man. There's some things I want to say. If this was an XM radio station and I did not have to worry about the FCC clearance, there's some things I want to say, because ain't nobody worth it. That job at the University of Michigan, being that historic football program's head coach, it's one of the top 5 gigs in the country. It's Michigan, Wes.
Yeah, I understand, but look what they've been the last 20 years.
It doesn't matter. I'm talking about the history. Well, okay.
Rodriguez was terrible.
They haven't gotten it right. Coach Harbs. They got it right with Harbs.
Say again?
They got it right with Harbaugh.
Yeah, but look, I mean, they had to cheat. They cheat. They had a whole scandal.
So you're trying to now, well, this you're a Buckeyes fan. So
I cover college football, and I, with a Michigan fan.
He's a Buckeyes fan, people. Everything you need to know about his commentary just now.
Yes, but
it's rooted in the fact that he's a Buckeyes fan. So
I'm not offended because Ohio State is the best coaching job in the country. It's that in Alabama. That is the 1 and 2. And Kirby Smart has made Georgia number 3.
We're going to have a college football playoff discussion as well before we get out of here. I'm so happy you're here tonight. As he's wearing his Virginia Tech Hokies hoodie. I mean, it just confused is what Young West is. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I'm going to pay off the tees on the other side of the break. I see your calls lined up. I'll get to you on the other side. When we come back, Dan Quinn was asked about the performance of the 2024 draft class. You'll hear his thoughts on that next. This is The Fan. Man, this Michigan scandal is totally off the walls. We'll give you the details on the latest with Sherrone Moore and his controversial exit from the University of Michigan as we ease our way into the 8 o'clock hour. Tashawn Reed of the Washington Post is going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour as well. We'll let you hear from Dan Quinn, though, real quick. And before I say anything about Dan Quinn, I want to start by saying, I'll say it's on blue in the face. What happened this year, and we took calls on this last night, if we're stealing a bit from B. Mitch and Finley, if we're trying to carve out a blame pie, so to speak, I put the failures of 2025 more in the lap of Adam Peters than I do Dan Quinn. And for the record, no, neither of their seats should be hot going into next year. Point blank. Newsflash, folks. Let me just give you a little dose of reality. When you make it to the conference championship for an organization that hasn't done it since the 90s, you get yourself a little bit of leeway. Just a wee bit of leeway. We got to give you the benefit of the doubt. We do. We simply do. And I'll also say this, like I said, in Adam Peters' defense, because like I said, I've been as critical of AP in the offseason as anybody has been, right? But even with Adam Peters, if I'm looking at his two drafts, because we're going to talk about the 24 class here in a second, but look at it like this. If I told you that 2 years on a job as a general manager via the draft, you were able to acquire, excuse me, not via the draft, but in totality, in 2 years as an exec, you were able to find your franchise quarterback, and then your front five is in place for at least 3 to 4 years based on contracts and stuff like that, like that's a W, bro. That's a major W. Even if you break it down to just the two first-round picks, like Josh Connerly is taking his lumps. And look, because there's so much drama coming out of the Sunday's loss, what's lost in that is Josh Connerly actually took a step back, didn't play that well against Minnesota. But I have, like I said, I have unwavering confidence in DQ. I genuinely have an unwavering confidence in Josh Connerly down the stretch and moving forward. I think he's going to be your right tackle of the future. Will he be able to switch over to the left side? I don't know. But, like, I believe in the young man. I believe in the person. And I think his only problem is play strength. He's got to get a little bit stronger. Got to get stronger. Got to get a quicker first step. Growing pains, man. It happens. Development is not linear. We got to understand that. I'm going to repeat it here. Development, say it with me. Development is not linear. So we're about to have a conversation here about the 2024 draft class. And the three second-round picks in particular are the dudes that are under the microscope right now. And rightfully so, I might add, right? Like anybody that, you know, is looking at Washington's 24 draft class and having question marks about it, like I get it, right? Like no one's above question answering, right? No one's above criticism. It just is what it is at this point. But when I look at the 2024 draft class and the three second-round picks that Washington had, talking about Jerzon Newton, Mikey Samristil, and Ben Sinnott, from the three of them as a whole, if we're being frank about it, from those three, you haven't gotten enough. You haven't gotten enough. Now, I'm struggling with this because I'm, okay, DraftCast. I was on ESPN.com. I was trying to go back and look at the exact draft order because this is where I kind of get in on the conversation here. You have three second-round picks. If you swing and miss on all three of those second-round picks, it's something that I think has the potential to set a franchise back. It simply does. And the one to me that right now is the most disappointing, and like I said, development's not linear. So I have not given up on Jerzon Newton. I haven't given up on Benson. I haven't given up on Mikey Samers still. It would be irresponsible to do so, right? But the one that I'm most concerned with, the one that I'm the most disappointed in terms of the lack of productivity to this point, is Jerzon Newton. Not only were you a second-round pick, you were a fringe first-round pick. This was pick 36 overall. And they drafted Jerzon Newton with the hopes that he developed into a Pro Bowl caliber player. His injuries are the reason that he fell to number 36 overall. This would have been a top 20 pick in the 24 draft. And to this point, I mean, Jerzon Newton just simply hasn't been good enough. Point blank. This isn't me giving away state secrets. This isn't me trying to be overly critical of a guy. He just hasn't been good enough. And my question is this when it comes to this coaching staff, right? Why hasn't he played more? Why hasn't he played more? When it comes to playing time on this Commanders defense, Jerzon Newton on the year has been outsnapped from a percentage standpoint by Sheldon Day, by Eddie Goldman, by Jacob Martin. If you would have told me that that was the case coming into this bad boy, I would have looked at you like you had three heads. He's got to be better, man. They need more out of Jerzon Newton. And the frustrating part about that pick in particular is their confidence in Jerzon Newton, I think, ultimately led to them allowing John Allen to get cut and walk. But they also went and signed Javon Kinlaw. So did that move right there tell you that we're maybe not that confident in what the young man has? On the season, though, man, Jerzon Newton has played 272 snaps. 272 snaps. Eddie Goldman has played 294 snaps. Jacob Martin has played 472 snaps. I don't like that veterans are out-snapping our young Warhog in the middle of the defense. And the frustrating part about the Newton pick is who went after him. Tavondre Sweat, badass in Tennessee. Braden Fisk, badass with the LA Rams. Cooper DeJean, badass with the Eagles. Kamari Lassiter, culture setter in Houston. Edrick Cooper, transcendent player for the Packers defense. You pick up what I'm putting down here? Max Melton. Kool-Aid McKinstry. Could have went elsewhere. But you could Monday morning quarterback picks all day long. The Mikey Samers still pick. He's got to show that he's an outside corner in this league because I know he's not a slot. Point blank. He's got to develop more consistency. And here's the thing when it comes to Mikey Samers still on the year. Mikey Samers still this year during the 2025 season for the Commanders is by far their most targeted defensive back. He's given up the most receptions. He's given up the most touchdowns. He's also given up the most yards, the best quarterback rating. He also, though, leads the team in picks. So, like, there's that as well when it comes to Mike Samers still. Here's my thing with Mikey. Jury very much still out on whether or not he's a starting cornerback in this league. I don't say that to poo-poo on anybody. I don't say that to try to attack Mikey. I know I'm as 100 as they get, man. I'm just evaluating the football. I don't know if he's a starting corner in this league. Ben Sinnott. I don't know what they drafted him to be, but when you select a guy with the 53rd overall pick, you expect them to contribute more. And it just hasn't happened to this point. 1-800-636-1067. I've been blowing off the audio for like 10 minutes at this point. We're going to get to it on the other side. Dan Quinn was asked directly his assessment of the 2024 class. We'll let you hear that assessment next. one 800 636 1067 is the number. Here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime, you're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. A lot more to get to. In the 8 o'clock hour, our pal Tashawn Reed of the Washington Post is going to ultimately join the program. Love catching up with him. He was in the locker room this afternoon in Ashburn. We'll get his thoughts on the vibe right now of the Burgundy and Gold. Where do things stand when it comes to this group? And I think there are some tough questions that have to be asked here moving forward. I will maintain this, though, right off the rip. I am not in the business. I am not in the business of Adam Peters or Dan Quinn being on the hot seat. I'm just not. That's not what this is right now. And I think, like I said a moment ago, when you have the year one success, you buy yourself a little bit of time. I'll add an extra layer onto this. Look at the track record of the current owner of the Washington Commanders, Josh Harris. And I ask you to look at the situation in Philadelphia with the Sixers, the basketball program that he runs. The patience that he had with Ben Simmons, the patience that he's continued to exude with Joel Embiid, Daryl Morey, and the coaching staff there. He's the guy that really is a hands-off owner when it comes to like personnel decisions and things of that nature. He is a guy that is very different from Daniel Snyder. He is a owner that if you're a basketball guy for the Sixers, I'm going to let you do basketball things. If you're a football guy here with the Commanders, I'm going to let you do your job and do football things. So this idea of those dudes, their job, I guess, being in jeopardy at all, to me is hogwash. I don't think the seat's hot. I don't think anything of that nature. I think they are fine. I don't think there's no, even if they were to lose, if they lose the Final Four, and I think that's a very realistic possibility, by the way. If they lose the Final Four and get blown out in two of the Final Four, even then, I don't know if the seat gets warm. There's some real big questions that have to be answered, though. I've said it dating back to October, November. This is going to be the most important offseason of this regime, of this era, to this point. Has to be. Got a lot of holes to fill. And more importantly, like, you need to be competitive next year. I'm not asking you to make the playoffs, but you can't be, and I don't want to hyperbolize it, but like when you break down the numbers, like, you're historically bad right now. This stretch of football that you're going through right now is unprecedented in terms of the 8-game losing streak and then losing 5 of those games by 21-plus points. You're in uncharted waters right now, is the best way that I can put it. You are totally in uncharted waters. My thing is this, though. When it comes to the big picture conversation here with this group, is what I hit on in the last segment. You seem like you've got quarterback figured out. You seem like you've got your offensive line figured out. That's a good place to be in 2 years into your rebuild or entering year 3 of your rebuild. Point blank. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Wes, I wanted to ask you this. What do you think right now is the biggest issue plaguing this organization?
Well, you got to go with age. I mean, age is a huge problem. I mean, I know they, you know, you get Von Miller from the offseason, but these guys are just so old. I mean, it's a hospital, Linnell, on the field.
It's a retirement home. But no, I get it. I think the age thing is certainly an issue. I just look at the long term roster construction here, like. You're going to have, I think it's something like 22 unrestricted free agents this offseason. So by the time you're finished bringing back your guys that you want to bring back, how much cap room are you going to have to go out and spend big in free agency to fill some holes? That's my question here with all of this. 1-800-636-1067. As we ease our way into the 8 o'clock hour, as I mentioned, Tashawn Reed going to join us at about 8:15, 8:30. But I also want to think about this. As we ease our way into the 8 o'clock hour, you can line up on the phones with this at 1-800-636-1067. Of the 3 second-round picks that Washington selected, Ben Sinnott, Jerzon Newton, Mikey Samristil, which of those 3 are you most confident in terms of turning into a long-term starter here for the organization? 1-800-636-1067. Mark wants to chime in. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's going on, young fella?
How you doing, man? Yes, I got you. What's going on?
Yeah, I got a quick thing about Laramie Tunsil. I mean, everybody's saying that he maybe having all pro season or whatever, but I want to remind you, we've lost 8 straight games. And last year, we we're coming off a championship. Everybody refers to that. But our most beloved player was, had a big role in that run, and the management treated him kind of harshly. So what you're telling me is we just going to open the bank for Laramie Tunsil after a 10-game losing streak and we don't do nothing on offense? Well, we don't run behind him at the goal line. We throw the ball to his backup. Are you telling me we're going to open up the bank for that? The fans are going to stand by for that. What did he do? What did he do? Was he that good? You got to be kidding me.
You don't
run behind him in a crunch time. That was three games. He could have won by himself if he's that good. I didn't see him throwing a tantrum when they passed the ball to a man in the end zone. What if they gave it to the running back behind Coleman? Wouldn't he be in the end zone too? How did he get in the end zone? You got to be kidding me. There's no way. If Peters is the same last year, he's got to treat Tunsil the way he treated Terry. And we won with Terry.
Mark, because that conversation is going to be fascinating. Laramie Tunsil plays a premium position in this league. Terry McLaurin doesn't. And I'll be honest, if Adam Peters and company decide to get cute with the Laramie Tunsil negotiation, I'm be calling for somebody's job.
According to the fans, you treated their man that we rolled to the championship. Like
right,
that.
But
you gonna give this guy the money?
Right, but Mark, it should be a much easier decision though, because one guy plays a premium position that you can't win without.
We thought the other does.
Point blank. Appreciate the call as always. Top of the 8 o'clock hour comes your way next. I promise you, I'll play the audio coming up next. Literally, it'll be the first thing we do when we come back from break. 1-800-636-1067. Dan Quinn earlier today gave somewhat of a assessment of his thought of the 2024 draft class. The 3 second-round picks in particular is what I want to focus on. Mikey Samristil, Jerzon Newton, and Ben Sinnott. Of those 3 second-round picks from the 2024 class, who do you have the most confidence in terms of turning into a long-term starter? That's next on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology, Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.